Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We want to wish everybody a, for those on our television program, just a big time of us celebrating our independence from the king. I don't know, we won't talk about any more kings, but anyway,
George.
Yeah, the Declaration of Independence, and it had more to do than just one issue, by the way, just so you know, as we're remembering this time of celebration of, you know, declaring our independence, is it was 21 different issues. It was 21 different issues, not just taxation without representation, according to Schoolhouse Rock back in the 60s, by the way. So, you know, yeah, right. When they begin to change the narrative of why we declared our independence. One was the oppression and the reason why we have eventually the amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, because there was no rights under the king. I mean, just, it was a king. And we're seeing today, even in the Church of England, what's taken place because of what a dictates of a king just switches their belief system instantly, mm-hmm. you know, under a king. And so, you know, this is a time of just remembering that, you know, as Christians, you know, we think about that although we're independent from Great Britain, we are dependent upon God and each other. That, you know, Jesus said, a new commandment that I give to you, you know, love each other. By this, they will know you're my disciples. So we're not like independent self. What's some of the words that they're using today?
Self-reliant.
Self-reliant. That's just, you know, it sounds cool. And we can say that we work hard. We can say that we take responsibility for our and benefit from our own labors and that type of thing. But the truth is we're totally completely reliant upon God because mm-hmm. he's the one that gives you the ability to get wealth. He's the one that blesses the work of your hands. He's the one that actually sustains your borders.
By the way,
have you noticed lately? What's that?
By the way, it's 27 things.
27 things for all of our previous programs. Forgive us. We're taking this a while to count. We only have
what, we missed that question 10, on the test apparently. 10,
yeah, apparently.
We only have what 20 toes and fingers. Yeah, so, it. But yeah, they're pretty amazing because it's talking about so many different reasons why this thing must needs be. And if you missed our earlier program talking about, you know, what the Lord had told Dutch Sheets about the original flag, and that it was a plea to heaven about, you know, a heavenly plea crying out to God, God, even though we're a small ragtag army. This has to happen. We have to have our independence from that because it's keeping us from being free. And he who the Son sets free, right, is free indeed. And it's a very, it'll encourage you during this time of us thinking about independence and what's taking place. Also, remember that imagine what it was like the day that they were signing the Declaration of Independence, because if you don't know this, and Pat will tell you that the actual date they did the Constitution, because the Constitution wasn't drafted the very first moment. It was like 12 years later, right, John?
Oh, that's right.
Or it was 6 years later, Pat.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And so anyway, so they were signing this first, they were actually declaring their independence. And today people want to make, they want to make sure that their bases are covered before they actually speak out what they commit to. And what people are looking for today is leaders who will just say what they mean what they say, speak up for what you believe in, and let people decide whether they want you to lead or not, but not just to sit back and take a poll or what do they call a thing on whitehouse.gov that you can sign up?
Petition.
You know, sign a petition. It looks like quite a few people want us to talk about this versus somebody coming in there and says, no, this is just wrong. The king is oppressing us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's 27 reasons why we need to declare our independence. And all of our rights do not come from a king or a man or the Church of England. And it comes from God. Mm. Our rights come from God. And so they begin to declare that it's self-evident, you know, that this must needs be. And they begin to write this out, which means they were writing out, this could have been the last day that they lived.
Oh, yeah.
This could have been, they were in a closed room. Sealed off, by the way, for this generation, non-air conditioned, no mobile phones to text outside the room. Mm-mm. And you didn't even have pens and pencils in the context that we know today. They actually had quills, you know, feathers and stuff.
Yeah, feather.
And can you run and get me a pen? Snatches a feather. All right. I'm going to clean it up, get it ready for you.
All right.
And it was a chicken. Anyway, And so think about this. They were willing to lay down what specifically what they walked out quite some time, because they were in, if you haven't read this, I can't think of the name of the book right now, but they wrote a book about it. But they're writing back and forth with these fake names, pen names about the Constitution, the papers, whatever they call the papers.
The Federalist Papers.
And so they already thought this thing out. This is the reason this, you know, they were theorizing, like, how could you have a government? But they were writing back and forth in the newspaper. Kind of today, what's happening today is being done on the web, where people are communicating back and forth and getting ideas and concepts. So that was happening back then. And they kind of walked out this whole, you can read the Federalist Papers, and if you have enough coffee. But they're discussing this whole concept. So when they write this, you know, it's time to declare independence on, you know what date that was, right?
Yes. Pat, tell us.
Tell us what?
July 4th. 1776.
Oh, you're getting
that
good.
That was good.
Man. You're getting good.
I was
good.
Paying attention.
Date man.
Wow.
So then they were willing to lay down their lives for this. I mean, think about that. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, it's beautiful when you see, I mean, we see a little clip of some mother's baby that stroller that goes off into a subway train track. The man jumps down there, grabs the stroller, you know, grabs the baby, brings the baby out. And everybody's, you know, gawking and looking and all this. And the train whooshes by as he gets out.
Right.
And the whole nation, the whole world now, but the whole nation takes a sigh of like, whoa, a hero, right? And he's a hero.
For a moment, right?
For a moment. Or you look at, you know, Mayor Giuliani during the 9/11 crisis, when he took on the leadership of the city of New York, and just stood boldly in the face of, when, you know, fear struck the land, friends were killed. I mean, it was tragedy, 9/11 in America. But he just took this lead. And it was amazing how confidently that he did that. And with that, you know, he's a hero for what he did in that time frame. Or you think about even President George Bush. Here he was speaking at a school during 9/11. And they whisper in his ear, hey, by the way, this huge event took place. And he finished up what he was doing. He walked out. And they didn't know at first whether it was just a plane that ran into the Twin Towers or whether it was an attack. But then he came there and he stood on the pile of that rubble where I believe the fire chief was right beside him. And he grabbed that bullhorn and he spoke to the nation. And he spoke to the world. And he said, can you hear me now? And he said, they'll be hearing us soon.
That's right.
And we needed that clarion call to say, okay, let's get this thing together. And I remember at that time, there was a restaurant in the town that I was in. I think it was called Montana's or something, that was owned by a young man who's doing a great job because he served all this beef and pork and everything. Anyway, so he just closed his restaurant down and he enlisted in the military and he says, I'm going to go. That one call just had people just stand up and say, you know, we're going to have to defend our country. We cannot have people killing our citizens like this coming in there. Sort of like what's happening today. I know this generation, you know, you might not know a generation, the last 10 years we've been at war.
Yeah.
But there was a time when, you know, our leaders would stand up and defend our country unapologetically, would stand up and defend it. And sort of like Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who's doing for Israel today. And it's just, you just can't kill our people.
There's no question, right. Is there?
There's no question at all. No question at all. And for those that don't know, you know, that these three teenage boys have been murdered in Israel. And their bodies thrown in a field just left out there. And the reports are that today they've released, you can go to Jerusalem Post, maybe you can find on the VFN TV Torch. But they released the recorded phone call of one of the teens calling, well, we would say 911, asking for help. And it was moments, you heard shots going off at that moment while they're talking on the phone. Mm-hmm. And they believe that they were killed right away at that particular point now. And from some of the reports of Jerusalem Post, but the whole nation of Israel now has unified around this. Every age, even people that are not Jewish or relating and connecting as Prime Minister Bibi is sitting here talking about, you know, this is, you know, we're not going to have this. It's not going to happen. And if we can't unite around the fact that our citizens are being killed, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think we can't unite around the fact that our soldier, you know, Andrew Sergeant
Tarmusi.
Andrew Tarmusi is down in Mexico prison with a, because he took a wrong turn. You know, we can't, you know, unite around these things. If we can't unite around, you know, these boats with wheels on them called buses driving around our nation, trying to push a narrative that we don't care about other nations when the truth is it's so far from the truth. You know, now hopefully you'll get a chance to go see this movie, America. We're going to be talking about that movie today. It just was released this week. And it was by...
Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah, it's an amazing movie. It's an amazing movie. We're going to be talking about... He answers, you know, I think 5 or 6 lies that are spoken mm-hmm. over America. And you've heard them again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
But he just clarifies those things and says, you know, this is not true. And that America has actually been a real good nation towards the world. It's been amazing what America has done compared to other tyrannical type nations, other nations that are tyrannical out there. And it's like they're uniting. And so this time when we're talking about our independence, and we're understanding, we're throwing fireworks in the air. And understand those fireworks represent the explosions, bombs bursting in air.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Gave proof. Through the night, in other words, it got a little light going on that they could see that there was still standing. The flag was still standing. That's what the whole thing is about. It's like the light from the thing that somebody sent trying to kill me, you know, lit up the fact that the standard was still raised, you know. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, you know, it raises a standard. So make sure you catch our radio program today as well, because we're going to have some things on there that's going to really encourage you about even that moment when they were taking that stand for the flag, and they were looking again and again, is the flag still there? And that's when they wrote Star Spangled Banner. That whole song was written. So we got so many good things going on. We're going to talk about some things about gratitude. Hopefully we get a chance to be able to talk about, again, Cindy Jacobs' prophetic word about the gates of the nation and how we need to rise up. We talked about this earlier in our programs, but understand this, that it was confirmed last night by ABC News. That's exactly what's taking place right now. And what Cindy Jacobs says, and we'll be talking about this, that there is another 9/11 type attack being prepared against our nation. And she released this prophetically before this has happened. We released it prophetically in several different ways before it was happening. And last night, on ABC News, they confirmed. We are just focusing on our independence as a nation. What an interesting day. I think about now with Anne Graham with 7 days, 777, you know, just a cry for the nation. I think about, and hopefully you'll see today on today's program, you know, what's taking place in Washington, D.C., J.C. in D.C. Hopefully that's going to be available. You'll see that as we speak for 14 days.
Yes.
For 14 days, Rodney Howard Brown and people from around the nation are coming together and beginning. And they're meeting, I believe, at the Women's Liberty Hall or something of that nation. I mean, so symbolic of where they're actually holding those meetings in Washington, D.C. They're evangelizing every day. And they're coming together and believing. And to me, it's interesting because July is a very significant time. I mean, obviously in America, it's when we declared wrote the letter of independence to the king. I mean, imagine you're writing a letter and you're saying, by the way, I'm just not going to be here. It was literally divorce papers.
Yeah.
It was the divorce papers. And, you know, God was the judge in that divorce and saying, you know, we just see we have irreconcilable differences, and these are 27 things that happen in our marriage. That's what they were doing. They were 27 reasons why we're going to declare independence from this connection, this relationship with you, Great Britain, England. And so King George goes to ask his mother, you know, what do you think about this? Those are reports, you know, she told him, because he was, you know, having a little issue. It shows you, it sounds a lot like Ahab situation when he goes to his mother and says, you know, they're rebelling against us. They're rebelling against me. And she says, go be a king. She tells him, go be a king. Go do king stuff. He probably said, well, how do I do that?
Ma.
Ooh, history.
Yikes.
I think even about Nero. Nero was such a young boy when he took over. His mother's the one that placed him in power. Yep. She's the one that did all that. We look at these people and we go, man, they were evil. But you got to think, if he was a boy when he got in, who put him in and who made him that way? Who trained him up in that way that he should go?
She married his uncle. got his son out of the way, who's supposed to be next,
right,
and ushered Nero to take over.
Ushered Nero. It helped him get there. You're not talking about Usher or anything like that.
No.
Okay. So the so here we are. It's the day we're talking about our independence, and as we were saying earlier before the break, imagine that. So they're saying, okay, we've come to this conclusion. There's 27 facts. They didn't just flippantly just do something. And so many people just, like, you know, they got an emotional feeling and they just do something. Mm-hmm. Obviously, God was in it. God does not allow nations to arise unless he allows. I mean, he's the one that says you will and you won't. Mm-hmm. And so they had 27 specific reasons why they were going to declare their independence from the king. And then they wrote them down on paper. And they acknowledged God in those reasons, and they said that our rights come not from you know, men or governments, really. They come from God, and have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I mean, who could think about that? And but then they were going to mail this letter. I mean, can you imagine being the postal clerk, you know, delivering them? but think about this. I mean, this letter is going to show up. How shocked can you imagine the king was when he got this letter?
Hmm.
But when he looks at those 27 reasons, he knew that was true.
Right.
And that's the difference between America and other nations. The America that our founding fathers wanted, they wanted men to be free. They wanted them to be accountable to God. They said every man is created equal. And it, because of the way those papers were written, we would finally come to that reality in America, because we didn't have to change the Constitution. We just had to live up to the papers, as Dr. King said, what was written on the papers. I mean, and it's like once we lived up to what the founding fathers wrote down, because the as what was spoken in this particular movie that we're talking about, America, was that they knew that they could never bring in certain southern states into the United States if they didn't do what they did, but they wrote in there a way that that can abolish that, the evilness of what was taking place. And it actually happened.
Mm.
It happened. And because of that, and because of God's grace, and because of President Lincoln, and because of that Constitution and these founding fathers, all these things, nothing changed. They just said, it's time to deal with this thing. Everybody's created equal, and anything outside of that is unjust. And that's not what this is about. And it happened without changing the Constitution. And so here we are, the Declaration of Independence. I mean, this is a day that their lives could have ended, could have totally ended, could have been over. How many people are willing to stand up today and say, you know what? And this is for a nation. I mean, who's going to stand up for God? Right, John?
Right.
I mean,
who's
going to stand up for God and say, you know what? God, this is what you said. I realize by your grace, you know, I'm here because of your mercy and because of your forgiveness. But you're right, God. And just stand up and understanding when you stand up for God, you know, over and over again, Psalms 30, 35, all different Psalms, 91, different over and over again. He talks about how the enemy just tries to come in against God's people, but they will not last.
Yeah. I think about it, a scene in that movie, as we showed a bit of that clip of that trailer. You see the soldiers in the revolution,
mm-hmm.
and then the leader saying, hold the line,
hold the line.
Hold the line. Being shot at, hold the line.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it just reminds me of what you're saying about who's holding the line when and who's going to stand for God. And I think about the company and the Green family for Hobby Lobby.
Yes.
When it was unpopular to hold the line, when they were facing $15,000 a day at least in fines, mm-hmm. for saying, no, we are not going to provide any kind of abortion pills or any kind of abortion
right.
For children, you know, to be aborted. We're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they were willing to hold the line and will stand. And now the Supreme Court ruled in their favor, which just doesn't affect Hobby Lobby. There's another report right now saying that now all the different Catholic social services, different Bible colleges, everyone's affected by this for the plus.
Media, Catholic
media,
television.
Yeah. And it's just great. But they were willing to hold the line. So everyone can celebrate and we're rejoicing in this victory.
$15,000 a day fined.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they were willing to stand.
Understand because they knew who that's exactly it.
They knew who God was, and God's blessing their company. They're like, they raised their minimum wage to $14 an hour. I mean, just
so if you're looking for a job,
yeah,
Hobby Lobby,
Green Family,
who does provide health care and has always provided health care for their folks, they just don't provide death care. for children. They've always provided health care. That $14 an hour to put that basket or that frame on the shelf. I mean, that's amazing.
That's right.
That is totally amazing. No. Those are big stores. You know, you often go, you know, I need a rooster pitcher. I never thought about that. That rooster pitcher could go right there by
the
other
thing that
you know,
I donate. Right?
Everything's half price there. Every day. Matter what it is, it's half price.
Always off.
Originally $10 million, but for you, it's
today,
$500.
It's only half a million.
Right. I guess the prices are good. You know, I don't shop, so.
You don't shop?
Yes, I do. I do.
Okay.
Amazon.
Yes.
Amazon.
Yes. I was about to say.
Amazon.
Yeah.
We're like this, you know, Amazon. Oh, UPS, Federal Express, and Amazon. And drones eventually.
And
you can see all these drones coming in. He's under attack. No, he's just making orders at these groceries coming in. It's just things are so busy now. I mean, you could accomplish so much. Imagine today, because of the founding fathers, because they declared their independence, because God blessed this nation, so many things have been invented and allows us to maximize this vapor for God. Mm. I mean, some people are just using it to you know, play games and watch whatever, but if you just crank it out and say, this is our Gutenberg print press.
Yeah.
You don't know. Jesus told Peter, hey, work while it's still day. You don't know how long you have. Mm. Imagine answering for this time right now that you're doing nothing. Because you're going to spend eternity. You might think about, okay, you think, well, it's not a big deal. Okay, now it's 400 years. You're in heaven. And you're thinking, oh, I wasted that vapor. Mm. And it's 1,000 years later. You're like, oh, man, I thought that was a long time on earth. Everything right?
Yeah.
10,000 years later, oh, just go ahead of me. y'all need something? Can I get you something? Just give me a broom. I'll sweep the bottom floor.
Right.
But, or you could say, man, all this technology, take it and just force it to be in compliance in your hands for delivering the good news of Jesus Christ. Because you don't know how long you got. You should live your life, you know, as hard as you can for God, because it's going to end. And this is what our founding fathers did. They were willing to lay down their life for the cause of declaring, we need a free nation. We need to be up under God. And America only works if we acknowledge God. It only works if we acknowledge God. It's one nation under God. That's not just like, hey, you know, this is just a Christian nation. That's what you say. No, America's concept, idea, only works if God's over it.
Mm-hmm.
Not if everybody's perfect, but at least there's some moral standards to know when we're not. You know,
right.
To know, hey, you know, that's, I'm off the track. I got to get back on the track again. And if you haven't yet heard, you need to go to the VFNTV.com, to the VFN Torch right there. And these series that are there, one of them is America, how we got here and how we stay here. I mean, it's amazing what these men, it was Tyndall and it was Wycliffe, who just laid down the gauntlet, you know, and they just said, you know, we are going to claim the word of God and get it into the hands of the common plowman. We're going to interpret the law, the word. And that, long story short, when you find out the reason why America happened, because we met the God of the Bible, mankind did. And they realized God can be God of your nation. And what eventually happened was the idea, hey, let's draft a Declaration of Independence, then a constitution that declares God is over us, our rights come from God, and we'll be just like Israel was before they demanded a king. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Make sure you catch on the radio today the battle that ensued the transition of new things. Also, we're going to be talking about we hold these truths to be self-evident, and three important dates that matter to Americans, and America's founding fathers chose God over a king. Make sure you catch us on the radio today. You're really going to enjoy that. Plus the history of the flag. We're going to be talking about that, the founding fathers, the journey to Philadelphia, John's journey to Philadelphia, and be able to see what took place discovering the birth of a nation. So that's going to be very encouraging. Catch us today on VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com. Don't forget, you can download our app and carry us with you everywhere that you go right there. But we, you know, just wanted to stay, you know, focused. And to me, when Ann Graham has this clarion call, 7 days of prayer, when these 14 days are taking place with Rodney Brown and what he's doing, Celebrate America in Washington, D.C., when you have Dutch Sheets stepping down, resigning from leadership at Christ for the Nation because he feels like there's a window of opportunity for 2 years. We ourselves launched in the beginning, understanding there was a window of opportunity. And these are all opportunities to be able to cry out to God and watch God move on behalf of this nation, on behalf of his people. And he said, you know, when you think about Abraham, when he was interceding for Sodom and Gomorrah, he asked if there was a certain number of righteous people in this particular city, would you spare it? And some of the words that have been given about America is that God is going to deal with America individually, like an individual state. If you have one state that's totally, you know, sold out to darkness versus another state that stands for righteousness, you would see differences in those states. Yeah. And these are differences, just so you know it, that if the economy is doing good in one state and it's not doing good in another state,
catch a clue.
That's God blessing that economy. That's just how it works. You can work as hard as you want to without a blessing. It just doesn't happen. Or you start seeing, you know, marriage flourish. You start seeing the land grow. You start seeing rain come. You start seeing the seasons happen. You start seeing, for example, Texas. Texas has the biggest influx to my last knowledge that I heard of businesses and individuals moving to Texas from all over the country, going there because it's a blessed state. I mean, God's blessing that state. I mean, I don't know where it is right now, but there, you know, it was in about 24 months ago, the governor was just letting everybody know, you know, we're not going to tax you if you come here.
The doors are open. Come on in.
Yeah, come on in. The doors are wide open. So people began to come to Texas. And it is, according to Chuck Pierce and Dutch Sheets, and when they prayed over each of the states, was that it's a hub state. And but that's just, and then individually based on your city. So you have several counties and cities in your state or parishes that, you know, it does make a difference if your city makes godly decisions. It makes a big difference if your county commissioners or your city council or your mayor or your school board and these leaders, it makes a huge difference if your congressperson or senator or governor, when they stand up for God. I mean, the enemy would tell you, because there's so much going wrong, your right stand will mean nothing in the eyes of God. And that's not true. It's not true at all, because God specifically says in Psalms 35 that he actually will take care of you. And though it looks for a moment the people that are against God has got some upper hand, they don't have an upper hand, and they'll fade like the flowers in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll protect you. And so don't give up and don't shrink back on being faithful and being good and just focusing on God and doing what's right before the Lord, because God's going to deal independently with the states, I believe, and with the cities, I believe, and with the families, I believe, and even the individual. I mean, he says, you know, the two men will be walking down the street and all of a sudden one will be gone. I mean, he dealt individually with those two individuals. One went to be with God and one didn't.
Right.
Was left standing. And so this is a day of just thinking about that. And when I think about the Day of Independence, that was a big step. And right now your look where the agenda and the narrative that's being pushed on America is, we want you to no longer declare your independence from government. We want you to be back connected up under a form of a king type leadership. The government will take care of you. And it's like, that's how it was in a bad way coming from England, because they weren't taking care of folks. They were just taking.
Mm-hmm.
And now today, we're celebrating, this is a time where we're talking about our independence, is that the adversary's got this narrative going over the United States that says, no, you know, declare your dependence on government.
Mm.
Declare your dependence. And we're not saying king, but it's, think about it, it's what we signed our independence from. And if we look back over those 27 reasons, just read the Declaration of Independence. Those 20, and Alan Barton with Wall Builders. You know, hopefully we have on the VFN torch for you just to look at those 27 reasons. When you see that, you'll realize every one of these potentially, they're saying the opposite, because they want you to be dependent. And once you're dependent on a government, they're in control at that point. I mean, you're not free anymore in regards to the freedom that they declare. We need to be free up under God to follow God. And so, you know, make sure you go listen to America, how we got here, how we stay here, because it'll make you want to pick your Bible up.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make you want to pick your Bible up, because 81%, as we say often, have Bibles in America, that go to church on a regular basis but don't even pick it up at all, when you find out that these people who gave their life for it, you have a publisher house called Tyndall, you know, Publishing House, I believe it's called. Tyndall Publications. That man gave his life for, you know, Wycliffe gave his life. Mm-hmm. These names of these organizations are huge because they represent somebody who gave everything down, laid everything down for to be able to be free in God, which produced a nation called America, which began to spread freedom across the nation. Because once they saw the idea that you can be up under God, how does this work? And right now, as a matter of fact, right now, and I want you to see this video in a moment, but right now, there are people across the world that are imitating America's freedom. And they're bringing people that talk about our founding fathers and founding principles and our constitution, you know, like Alan Barton and all, to their countries, to their nation. Because they're going the opposite direction that America's going. We're walking away from, it seems like, you know, our founding principles. And people are like, what are you talking about? This idea has brought more freedom, more blessing. It was the other idea that brings oppression and hurts and harms people. This idea is an idea that blesses people. This is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And it's like, let's don't leave this thing. I believe that in the end, that, you know, God's going to just continue to use America, but there's going to be a journey.
Oh yeah.
You know, in the context of that. But we can't skip over or leave our founding principles of the nation. As a matter of fact, take a look at this.
The Declaration of Independence is a remarkable document that defines our national character. It was in Philadelphia in 1776 when our founding fathers declared our independence and the inherent rights of man. These brave men wrote of simple ideas, equality and liberty.
Penned under threat of death, 56 revolutionaries chosen by their brethren signed their names pledging with defiance that the pursuit of happiness was endowed to every man. Our fight for freedom began over 230 years ago. And while our quest to form a more perfect union may have changed paths, the journey towards that perfect union persists to this day.
Slowly, the differences between us have changed from reasons to fight to causes to celebrate. And through the celebration of our differences, whether of birth or creed, we secure liberty for all.
Each American citizen breathes life into the Declaration of Independence every day we live free. The strength of our example is limitless. The world has witnessed us forge through times that try men's souls. We have earned our success. We, the people, must guard and treasure this, our greatest declaration.
When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people
to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another,
and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them.
A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation.
We hold these truths to be self-evident.
That
all men,
are created equal.
That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men,
deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed.
That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends,
it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it,
and to institute new government.
Laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form
as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness.
Prudence, indeed, would dictate that governments long established
should not be changed for light and transient causes.
And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable
than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
But when a long train of abuses and usurpations
pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism.
It is their right, it is their duty
to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security.
Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies.
And such is now the necessity
which constrains them to alter their former systems of government.
We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America,
in General Congress assembled,
appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions,
do in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies,
solemnly publish and declare
that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be
free and independent states,
that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown,
and that all political connection
between them and the state of Great Britain
is and ought to be
totally dissolved,
and that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war,
conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce,
and to do all other acts and things
which independent states may of right do.
And for the support of this declaration,
with a firm reliance
on the protection of divine providence,
mutually pledged to each other
our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
The King of Great Britain dictated the establishment of an absolute tyranny over the 13 colonies. Our fate under his rule was evident. Therefore, our nation's architects found declaring independence to be worth their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor.
Freedom is common sense. It is our constant, steadfast message to the world, a belief that has inspired us to greatness and shaped our destiny. In America, our home, we are free, we are equal, we are united.
In America, I am home.
We
are home.
And we
will cherish and defend
our home, sweet home.
We are grateful for a land so fair. Our excellence is not an exception. It is a prevailing attitude. We are a nation determined to realize dreams. Independence, it is ours, just as sure as our title is Americans.
There is an exciting moment that we can look back always. We talk about independence, and as we were talking about earlier, I really want to focus on the Green family. I mean, this is amazing because this is several quote Green families in America, but they stood up. They used, you know, at the very end of the Declaration of Independence, as you probably heard, but you also can read, is that they pledged their honor, they pledged their wealth, they pledged everything to be able to have this freedom. And in that, they put their wealth on the line.
On the line.
Because
big time.
They didn't know how things were going to turn out. But as Christians, we're not, it all turns out good because it turned out on the cross for us. God gave his son for us and paid the price for our sins so that we could be with him forever. We're not trying to have a white picket fence existence here on earth at the stake of people going to hell. We want we have gold picket fence waiting for us in heaven. We are really wanting to live a life that stands up for God. Because he says, if you're ashamed of me before me, I'll be ashamed of you before God. But that's what we're wanting to do. So we don't want to give up the freedom that allows us to operate fully up under God and follow what he says. I mean, think about the First Amendment to the Constitution. It says the government shall make no laws concerning religion or the church. No laws at all. They can make no laws at all. And that's so important. Freedom of speech, being able to talk like we're talking now, is because that because of the Constitution, because of this idea. Mm-hmm. And if you go to Russia, you'd find out there's a lot of people mysteriously dying from poisonings and just wild things taking place. The history of Ukraine, that one of the original leaders, he got poisoned somehow and some sort of radiation, you know.
On his skin.
He just, yeah, it was bad.
Wow.
And we're in America, and you're not supposed to do that in America. And it's against the constitutional rights. But I think about the Green family, and they were just confronted. And every day we're confronted. We really are. Every day as we're out, people who are held captive by darkness will come up to you, and they'll ask you a question, or they'll, you know, challenge your faith in regards to, are you going to buy into what I believe? Are you going to go the way that I'm talking to you about, even though it's, you say it's against your God? Are you going to watch this thing that is contrary to what God says? Don't watch. I mean, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. And we got to take those stands. And imagine if one family takes that stand and they didn't know how it was going to turn out. I think about one particular man. I think he's 26 years old. He developed a press of getting out information and sharing the ideas. He was concerned about how the First Amendment rights were being violated. And he put it all on the line. He put it all on the line. And with that, he ended up in jail. Mm. And he took his life at 26 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it was so silent. It was so silent that there was hush hush. And it's like, this is probably potentially a hero that says we need to stick to the First Amendment. It's supposed to be, you know, out. And that's what we want to talk about in this discussion about independence, is this film. You've got to go see this film called America, Imagine a World Without Her. And the premise of this whole excellently done movie done by
Dinesh D'Souza
is that here is General George Washington fighting, you know, and they're saying, hold the line, hold the line, hold the line. But he did, you know, I don't know how many horses got shot out from under him. Was it three horses that got shot? Two or three horses were shot out from under him. Mm-hmm. Well, you shoot a 2,000-pound horse, I mean, this is a high probability you can get shot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's 2,000 pounds or 1,000 or whatever. But
hurt at the least.
Yeah. And so, but in this, he gets shot. And so everything changes. When this key person that God used, I mean, the guy on your dollar bill, just because you don't know who they're talking about here, George Washington, the first president of the United States, he first was a general fighting for the freedom, this concept of independence. And, you know, so he dies. So then the whole documentary goes on and begins to discuss. So what would it be like without America? What would the world be like? Mm-hmm. I believe there's five narratives that have been gradually loosed over America and over a period of time. But today, in our today's culture, they're bringing all those narratives together. It's almost like one big, long, generational, demonic, you know, speech. Right. That finally they brought all the points together in this generation. And it's a great indictment against America.
It is.
But he answers them one at a time. And it's so important. You've got to make a point of going to see this. And think about it. When we're talking about our independence, we're celebrating, we're remembering what they were willing to do to declare their independence from the king. We should be willing to go see this movie, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. I mean, in the comfort of some theater somewhere.
Yeah, I saw him being interviewed, and he was talking about Dinesh D'Souza, the filmmaker of this movie, and he said, listen, there isn't any country right now in the world that if they had the power of the United States, the money that the United States has, the influence, everything, you know, that the United States represents, if they had it, would not, you know, turn and do evil with it. He said, what would Russia be? What would Russia do if they had our influence? What would China do if they had our influence? What would they do right now? They had our power. And he just goes on to give this narrative, and I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. Yeah. And I just never saw it in that type of perspective. But he really begins to give an intelligent, you know, really well thought out concept and idea. What would America be?
Right.
What would it be? What would the world be?
Right. And he deals with this narrative, and basically, if you combine the narratives, it's America's a thief.
Yeah.
It stole the land. Mm-hmm. It stole Mexico. It stole labor. It stole resources. And so he begins to deal with these individual narratives that are spoken over the nation. We find out that, you know, Mexican Americans are saying, if Texas got turned over back to Mexico, what would you do? And he goes, I would move to Minnesota because he wants to be, they want the freedom that comes in America. So these are false narratives. You got to go. It's in theaters near you. You know, go look it up. It's America. You can find out more details on at VFNTV.com as well. America, imagine the world without her. You're going to be so, hold on the first part of it because you'll be like, oh my goodness. And then it'll just bring you on into the truth about what's taking place. It looks like if we get this, that our generation's a generation of restoration. God wants to restore America back to his original intent. Happy Fourth. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.